Hey, how you doing? This is Tony. Welcome to Finding Subjects. Today I'm going to call a guy that I kind of became friends with on Facebook, and he goes by the name of Contraband Slim. Now, what I love about Contraband Slim, first of all, he's a big fan of Chick-fil-A, but more importantly than that, this guy has a big heart, and he just wants to spread the love. That is his message, his mantra, and I think we need to talk to Slim, because we all know that we can certainly use a lot of love in this world right now. So let me try to call Slim. We got some residual noise because I am in Mobile Studio 1, right? Which translates to my truck. But let me see if I get Slim on the line. Let me try to call Slim. I think we got it.
How you doing?
Yo, Slim, what's happening? are you able to talk right now? Or you got to do something?
Yeah. I got a little time.
All right, cool, man. I got the recorder running. The reason why I reached out to you is, you know, I've been a fan of yours all the way back to the beginning when you did the Chick-fil-A song, which I love, right? And but more than that, Slim, is I love your mantra for life, man, your spirituality, and how I think that you genuinely care about people and the people that follow you, and like you always say, you just want to spread the love. So,
right.
Talk to me about it.
Well, I call it right now. I'm trying to put everybody on the love boat. That's exactly what I'm trying to do, to let everybody know, you know what I mean? The more love we spread, then we can overcome a lot of things. And that's the only way I feel that I can fight, because I have so much of it in me that God has placed in me. And I realize that he gave me a genuine, it's like passion to care, you know.
You do it so well. Like, even in your videos, you're hilarious, but simultaneously you're sincere. And I just love that, to give people a little bit of a background about you, you read Truett Cathy's book from Chick-fil-A, and that got you kind of motivated?
Yeah, that's right. The generosity factor, that right there kind of just relit my flame. Like, it just kind of like just relit it, like the pilot light. Like when you turn on the heater, and that pilot light just light up everything else, but it kind of relit and kind of gave me a direction on which way I should go, and realize it was just more in giving than receiving. I say, well, I'm gonna give all the love, even to the people that don't feel like they need to receive it or need it. I'm just gonna continue to just give this love, like they're not gonna stop me from loving them. That was a character I came up with. It's kind of like my alter ego.
Yes, yes.
It kind of take people back to the old days where,
yep,
you know, but it's kind of peace. Like he's kind of like the angel of peace. Is basically what Contraband Slim is. And it just, man, I was like, man, you know, I'm just going to let this love out. You know, at first I was kind of afraid to do it. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, people going to judge me. I started thinking all type of ways. But as I prayed more and more about it, God said, don't worry about that. Just spread love and show the people that you genuinely care about each and everybody. You know, and that's what I've been doing. Like I say, it get tough sometimes, and I practice. Like I say, I do it over and over. It's like exercise. I go to the gym, you know what I mean? It's like I have to keep doing this thing every day. I have to continue to spread love until I can get through to the masses. And that's my mission, is to get to everybody. But it's tough. It get tough sometimes, trust me.
You know, it's interesting, man. This is, I think, the true reason why I reached out to you again. Before I did this podcast, you know, I've always believed in God, and I always talk the talk, but to walk the walk is a hard thing, especially in this world. Being a spiritual person, praying to God, and depending and trusting on God, an entity that we didn't ever see, you don't ever hear, and you kind of have to listen to your heart, and it's a struggle, and I think it's a powerful message that we need to be sharing with the world, man.
That's right. And that's my goal, man. I'm trying to work on a campaign now, kind of like, you know, where I can kind of go to different cities and kind of just try to get that message, you know, of loving each other and also, like I say, loving yourself in the mix. Because a lot of people out there, they really don't even love themselves, and it's tough because I've been there. I've been on every side, man. Everything I speak from is from experience and from pain and from things that I went through in life. So now I have to try to get this out and help others with it. That's what God want me to do. And that's my mission.
Hopefully in some way, I think even despite being on this show, we'll get the word out to even more people. Any backstory that you want to tell the folks about yourself or currently what you're doing now? Are you still doing a comedy act? How is your music going along? Any new songs?
Well, yeah, like before, pretty much, man, I've been always trying to make a change even before that I really came. It's just now surfacing and really, you know, getting on the internet. I've been doing things in the community trying to bring about change with I had, you know, I got organizations that I've started, but every time, like when I started these organizations, it was hard for me to get funding. Everything I was funding, it was funding out of my own pocket.
Right.
And that's what kind of slowed me down on a lot of things, you know what I mean? Like I couldn't get I didn't know the proper steps to take to get the funding and try to fund the organizations that I started, you know, from mentoring the youth and helping senior citizens, from just doing different things in the community, man. I tried so many times, and I'm still working on trying to pull those things off that not only bring change to my community, but communities all over.
Right.
And that's the only thing that slowed me down. It really slowed me down, man, is the funding. If the funding was right, man, I would be somewhere everywhere, trying to make a difference.
And so do you have a site where you'd like people to go to if they wanted to fund you and find out more about you?
Well, I set up my GoFundMe a while back, but I haven't really been pushing it because I'm not the type of person that like to be out there, you know, trying to get money. I have mentors that talk to me and they be like, well, you got to ask, you got to, you know, try to get people to. And it's like, man, I've done it before, and people helped a little, but it wasn't like how I expected. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, so what I do now, God, like, you know, and I just continue to try to work and do what I can the best way I can. I have a GoFundMe that's set up. I may share a little link back on my page, but my mission, that's all I want to do, man, is be able to get people to spread, continue to spread this love each other, love themselves, and try to make this different. Don't be afraid to tell someone you love them. You know, people think because they don't know a person that they can't love them, but you can love that person because all you have to do is put yourself in their shoes. You know what I mean? Like, you just have to look at it from all type of angles. And nobody wants to see anybody hurt. That's why we just got to make sure that we care for one another like God wants us to do. That's one of the laws, is to love one another. How could a person just like this? I'm going to break it down like, I'm trying to see how I can put it, but a person could say, they can't really say that they love God if they don't love the person that they could see. Now, God is unseen. If you can see God, you know it's going to be kind of hard for, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, you know, that people will go back into Iran like, well, I don't see God. I don't know if he's really here, but they saying they love a person. But if you're going to love God, you must learn to love other human beings. You must love what God has created. I don't care if it's dogs, birds, it's plants, it's trees. You must take care of these things because God has places in your hand, in your presence, for you to take care of whatever comes across your path. So it gets deep, man. It really gets deep. And I just want to try, this message is like an ongoing message. It's like a book. It's like a book with a never-ending book for me. So I'm just trying to keep these chapters and keep it going and just keep preaching the message and trying to get this message out there, and I really need to get it out. So I got to come up with a better strategy.
Well,
I need to reach millions, man. Like,
I feel as if what you're saying needs to be heard, and I, as the words are coming out of your mouth, they're coming out of my heart at the same time. It's nice. It's really nice to find another man feeling the same way about people and sharing the same mantra that I have. And again, if you didn't have the courage to be sharing your faith and your feelings in regards to mankind and how we should be respecting each other, then I'd have never heard that, man. And then I would never have gotten so motivated to contact you. And, you know, we're going to do our best to get this message out on here. Real quick, before I forget, I want to make sure that folks know where to find you. So besides your Facebook page, on Facebook, you can be found at Contraband Slim.
Yeah, Contraband Slim, and then on Instagram, Contraband Slim. They can pull me up on either one of those. Like I said, I got another little website, which is pvolife.com, and it's like, it basically just got some things on there. Like I sell like little t-shirts and hats and stuff like that, but we're getting restocked now, so we have limited items, but we do have t-shirts and stuff in stock, things like that. So they can definitely find me on that. You know what I mean? They're gonna catch those good messages and good things to keep them going daily on Instagram and on Facebook. Like, that's my thing. I wake up every day to try to make that difference.
They can get through to the things that you're selling. You have a link on that on your Instagram account and on your Facebook account as well?
Well, it's on the Facebook. It's on the Facebook.
Okay,
the
good.
Link is on the Facebook. You can see it as they scroll down. They can see that. And, you know, like I said, I definitely would appreciate the support, you know what I'm saying, to those out there.
Yep.
And I just got the, man, I'm telling you, man, I can't wait to be able to get, you know, to share my message and just go on to just a mission wherever I need to go, wherever God send me to try to preach and get this message out, yeah, to as many people as possible, man. Like, I knew God put me in for a reason from when I was, like, 19. My sister always told me. When I was 19, I saved an elderly lady out of a burning trailer, you know, and she was disabled. She was in a wheelchair, and I ended up saving her out of the house because the fire department, it wasn't there in time. And, you know, I ended up saving her out of there. And then, I'm talking about God put me in places for a reason, man. Like, and then years later, it was an elderly woman. She was at the red light, but she was having a stroke.
Man.
And her body just locked up. She had a foot on the brake. The car was still in drive.
Oh,
but
man.
The doors was locked. There was no way for nobody to get in there, but I happen to have like a locksmith kit, which is a little kit that you can get in the car, because I got a shop. I used to have like a little tent shop. But anyway, I got the kit out of the car, asked people what was wrong, and they said they're trying to get in and help her. She's having a stroke or something's going on because she wasn't responding. So I had to get into the vehicle. This is all going down at the red light. I had to hurry up and get into the vehicle.
Wow.
So we can put the car in park. Because we didn't want her to go out into ongoing traffic, you know, and we not be able to control what was going on, you know. So it's a lot of things, man. I don't even speak about, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm doing God's work, and I don't want people to think like, you know, I never try to boast. I'm just here to do what He want me to do. But it's a lot of things, stories that are untold that I never even mentioned. You are
a humble guy. I mean, I forget where I saw it, but there was actually news stories in the newspaper about you saving someone as well, correct? And you were actually on the news. Yeah. They did a story about you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that's something that you don't really talk about, but if anybody took the time to dig a little deeper about you, you're the real deal, man. I mean, and I want to step back for a second if I can. You said something way back in the very beginning about people not only loving each other, but looking in the mirror and loving the person that they see looking back at them. I think that's extremely important. And I think a lot of us don't really do that. They don't appreciate who we actually are as people and embrace that, embrace themselves, and therefore have the courage to be themselves and to go out and different tasks like you're doing. You listen to your heart. And I think something else that you did, if I may ask, it sounds to me like you basically surrendered to God and said, listen, whatever you want me to do, that's what I want to do. But put me on your path.
That's correct. That's exactly what it is. I surrendered, and I grabbed on this coattail, and that's what I call it. You know, I just surrendered and said, I got to go which way you want me to go, and you know, and I just, it's love. Like, they be like, man, how you do it? You know, I'm like, man, this is what God want me to do. And like I said, it gets hard, but at the end, it's great. You know what I mean? It's great doing it, and I love doing it. I'd rather do it every day, all day. Now, like, you know, I have other things going on, but in the midst of everything, I have to be able to spread love. I tell people like this, it's kind of like when you surrender, it's kind of like it's a medicine with a funny taste, but it's good in a shelter place.
That's great. So real quick, on the music side, I was just wondering, have you done any more songs?
I got some new ones. Actually, I got the whole Chick-fil-A, I did a whole little app. A whole album of the Chick-fil-A. I got a number of Chick-fil-A songs on it.
Wow.
And my thing is, you know what I mean? It's been so much going on, man. Because I posted a video for one of the new songs.
But, no kidding.
With everything going on, it kind of, delayed and pushed things back. So I'm actually going to be releasing some stuff probably when everything is over with. But like I said, man, in my message I posted yesterday, it's God is going to make it where we gonna have to love one another. It's gonna end up like that. You know, it's just gonna end up until we get the message and people understand. We gonna have to love each other and just show each other love. At the end of the point, that's gonna be it.
I think it's really extremely important to. Yeah, I had a great talk with my kids this morning about a whole lot of things, different things and such. And I told them how excited I was to talk to you. And you know, we just start talking about people in general. And I said to them, I always go back to this respect. Think about that one word, respect. If we all had a deep concern and respect for each other, how different this world would be. We can't just look at each other and judge. We really should take the time out of respect and really try to understand exactly where somebody is coming from.
So I'm going, like I tell everybody, the journey continues. And I'm working on it. Feel like it's been slow, but I know that it's been, helping a lot of people. And God told me, don't focus on that. He told me put the message out and just do exactly as He want me to do. And that's what I've been doing. Because like I said, I fought against it for a while, accepting this walk and what God wanted me to do. I kind of fought against it because, like you say, it's when you surrender, that means you just, it's you're just giving up. And it's going to be things that you're going to walk and talk different. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got to accept. You got to be humble. It gets deep, but as you do it over and over again, it becomes it's a wonderful thing.
It's hard to surrender who we were to become what God wants us to be. Because you're basically starting your life all over again with a different journey. And it's tough. It's a tough road.
But I love it. I've heard so many stories and from people and things like that, man. It keeps me going, too. And it's like that's like my gas. That's like gas to a vehicle.
Yeah, man.
When I hear things tell me, about this and that, then it fills me up and keeps me going. To know that I am, making a difference. I am getting to one or two people because I know how it feels to be out there and feel like you ain't got nobody to talk to. I know about anxiety. I know about depression. I know about mental illness. All those things, I can speak on them things from experience.
Right.
And I got to help people overcome these things because if not, like I had, man, last year, man, I had like, maybe like two people I went to school with commit suicide. Yeah, last year. They just felt like they didn't have no one to talk to. I didn't even know they was going through depression like that. I didn't even know it.
Right.
And that's the thing that people are battling with, and they're afraid to talk to someone because they're going to be judged. Right. People are going to call them weak. They're going to call them crazy or something wrong with you. You need medicine. So you need help. And they're going to tell everybody their business. I tell people, you can talk to me anytime. I'm not going to judge you. I'm just here to love you and help you get through whatever you're going through. I'm not going to tell nobody your business. I just need you to know that you're not alone. That's why I talk to people. They be surprised. People are like, oh, man, like you actually, I talk to people because I'm not finna be around here and God want me to do this job. And I'm not even showing up to clock in and do the job. I'm not finna be held accountable for that. I just do what He want me to do, and that's what He told me to do, stay connected to the people and help them.
Well, it's an amazing journey that you're on, and I just want to tell you, we've never met each other. We only know each other through messages, and, maybe I'll throw something up like way to go, Slim, or loved your video, or whatever. And honestly, I just got to tell you, for a guy that you don't even know, you've never met, you have inspired me, and that's why I'm talking to you today. Because I think your message is one that needs to be shared And I hope that people do share this message and what you're listening to today. I thank you so much for being on the show, Slim. And I wish you all the best. And I'll keep you in my prayers for your mission, for what you're out there doing. You're making a positive difference to a lot of people. And you might not even know how many people that you're making a difference to their lives. But just by your kind words and your words of love, I guarantee you there's people out there that you're touching. And you might not even know it. So keep on doing what you're doing. I love your mantra. I love what you're doing. And I think you're a great guy and a good man. And God is proud of you. I'm absolutely certain. And I see you as a motivation for myself that maybe I should share my faith just a little bit more in my show that I don't really do. So, Slim, thank you so much. Thank you so much. It means the world to me that you came on my show.
My pleasure. It's a pleasure to be on the show. And like I said, I'll definitely keep you in my prayers, you know, you and your family and everything like that. And,
awesome.
You know, I deeply love you and genuinely care. And anytime you need to, you know, speak with you, send me a message or call me or however, and I try to get back with you as soon as I can and things like that. But yeah, definitely, man, I appreciate it. It's a pleasure, you know, to even speak with you.
And Slim, right back at you with that, man. I'm always on the other end of the phone, bud.
Cool.
Yeah.
And key point is that love one another and love yourself. You know what I mean? Don't let the negative thoughts, don't sit there and judge and beat yourself up. You know what I mean? Some people look in the mirror and they start counting all their flaws and this wrong with me, that's wrong with me. Don't do that. All you need to do is focus on God, and whatever you want to try to work on that. But don't beat yourself up. So a lot of people are assaulting themselves. And I'm telling you, man, it ain't no joke when you're beating yourself up, man. So you got to love yourself, and then you can love others
right,
as much as you love yourself. And it's going to feel good.
Yes, it does.
So,
awesome message, yeah, Slim.
I tell people, like, this is me. Like, I'm not pretending to be nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is who I am. Even behind closed doors, I'm still the same who I am. You know what I mean? I ain't pretending just to be this one, you know, this one way. Like, this is who I am. I can't even, it's me. I'm giving everybody exactly who I am. You know what I mean? And I tell people, you know, Country Man Slim, it's all me.
Yes.
It's just who I am.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it.
Oh, no, it's been a pleasure, man. I mean, like I said, I'm honored that you gave me a call, man, and we could set this up. And just because we do this one time, that ain't the last time. You know, we'll definitely have you on again. You know, your message is a message that needs to be repeated until people start understanding that we need to love ourselves before we can love others, and have the courage to ask God for a direction in life, put us on the journey that God wants us to be on. And that's a tough thing to do, man, to turn over that power, to surrender that will and be something that maybe we're not used to. You know, it's tough. Tough stuff, but we got to listen to God.
Yeah.
And there you go. That's Contraband Slim. What a great guy. Just a super nice guy. And he is for real. That is what he's always talking about. Loving other people, getting out there and spreading a message of positivity. That's what he does. That is the mission that he has accepted. And that is truly what he goes out and does every day. It's amazing. Great guy. Contraband Slim. So please look up Contraband Slim on Facebook, Instagram. Just do a search for him and he'll come up. Great message from Contraband Slim, and I really appreciate him being on and sharing his spirituality with us. We could all use some love. So thank you, Slim, and thank you all for listening, and please share this, if you will. Share the word about Contraband Slim and what he's up to. We all need some positivity. We all need some love, and Slim's out there doing his part. So if we can please do ours, maybe share this message. All right, folks, thanks a lot. This is Tony. Thank you for listening to Finding Subjects. Go to Instagram at Finding Subjects Podcast if you want to see pictures basically put up daily. I'm also active on Twitter, Finding Subjects Podcast, and Facebook, Finding Subjects Podcast as well. And if you need to email me, findingsubjects@yahoo.com. Thanks again. Take care of yourself. Peace, and God bless you all. Take care.